One of the defining characteristics of Good Shepherd Sunday, and of Good Shepherd in general, is that constant care of the shepherd for his sheep. So what are the characteristics of a good shepherd? We see them scattered throughout the Gospels. Someone who doesn't run away when a wolf threatens the sheep. Someone who knows each one of his sheep by name. Someone who would leave the 99 in search of the one. Someone who would die for his flock. All of these qualities are used to describe a shepherd. And all of these qualities are used to describe the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. In other words, he cares about who you are, and where you are, and what you are doing. Well, one casualty of our current situation has been, in some cases, a lack of accountability. The very people and structures that once held us accountable are no longer there, or are now separated by a certain degree. For some of you, that has happened with exercise. Where's the person who always made sure that you got out of bed to go to the gym? The person who made sure you were on the bike for 20 minutes, not 15. Others now have less accountability with work. Do you schedule an email to go out at 7:30 in the morning just so that people think that you're awake? Do you put on a collared shirt so that you look presentable from here to here on the conference screen? And unfortunately, for many, that accountability in the faith has also been compromised. Who's there to call you out this morning if you're drinking coffee during my homily or checking your email right now? 2 months ago, there were people and structures that supported you in the living of your Catholic faith. I know that some of you think that I can see everyone from the altar when I celebrate Mass at the cathedral. Well, that in itself is a sort of accountability. Who do you normally sit in front of? Who do you normally sit behind? Even that community is accountability, whether we realize it or not. You know, if I left Mass before the final blessing at the cathedral, at least there might have been something inside of me that said, I hope the other priest is not out in the gathering space. But what about now? You know, that can extend from First Communion and confirmation envelopes that you put in the basket to RCIA dismissal after the homily. Not that those things were done to take attendance, but to remind someone that you are part of a community and that you're missed when you're not there. But the question now is, can you be missed if no one knows that you're missing? And it extends beyond Mass as well. Every week, when I would wake up in the middle of the night for my hour in the Adoration Chapel, and I'd want to go back to bed, and I'd say, but there's a person waiting there so that she can go back to bed when I arrive. Now that's accountability. Or think for a moment about your moral accountability. Has there been anyone to call you out if you've been playing an unhealthy amount of video games? Or watching TV shows or movies that are bad for your soul? Statistics have shown that the amount of pornography use has increased substantially over the last 2 months as a response to boredom, anxiety, and depression. Even though studies have shown that pornography use actually increases boredom, anxiety, and depression. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is not Jesus, the parole officer, Jesus, the personal fitness trainer, or Jesus, the ticket taker. His relationship to you is not about whether you filled out your stewardship form, or signed up for online giving, or attended Discipleship 101 at the cathedral. Our participation in those things are because we need help to live our faith, not because he needs help to keep track of us. His relationship with you is about one thing and one thing only: that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Has it been harder to do that in these days? Perhaps so. Some days it has been for me. But it has reminded me of the accountability that I need to live my faith. I need a friend, a group, a parish, a pastor, a shepherd.